What's in a word, quiddity?
In essence, quiddity means the essence of a thing.
Yeah, I did that. Within Salesforce, quiddity refers to the essence of an apex transaction's execution. Knowing the quiddity of your code allows you to customize your code at runtime. A few weeks back, Shane McLaughlin, Demo King, and professional French horn player joined me. We explored how quiddity can help you write more secure code.
Miss the session?
Don't worry, you can view it on demand right here.
Wait, what's quiddity?
Self-referencing puns aside, quiddity is a system provided in Noom. Developers access the quiddity value by calling getQuiddity on the request object. That enum is a precise indicator of what started this apex transaction. This is like the idea behind test.isRunning test. Quiddity can tell you that this code ran in an execute anonymous block or in response to an LWC controller. Quiddity's precision lets you know that not only are you in a test context, but which kind of test context. There are three. Quiddity has many uses. In general, they focus on making choices about code execution at runtime. For instance, quiddity can help you know what kind of batch job you're running. Knowing this, you could change query parameters or execute a logic block as a queueable. This can help you avoid hitting governor limits. It can also serve as a gatekeeping function. That's right, quiddity can prevent the execution of code in contexts where this code is unsafe. How does knowing the quiddity help secure my code? Apex runs in system mode. It's an often stated, but often misunderstood phrase. I've heard many interesting ideas about what system mode means, but here's the definitive truth. System mode runs Apex as the user who invoked it, but grants all or nearly all user permissions. Additionally, system mode grants the running user CRUD and FLS to all objects. But wait, I hear some saying. What about the class sharing modifiers like with sharing and inherited sharing? Those are sharing modifiers, not CRUD and FLS modifiers. Even when sharing modifiers are present, system mode bypasses CRUD and FLS checks. As a developer, you need to manually check CRUD and FLS before making DML calls. Libraries like Apex Recipes can the user or recipe make this easier. When you're doing queries, make sure to use strip inaccessible and with security underscore enforced. There are times where it's okay to write code in a way that may, on the face of it, be unsafe. One example are query builder methods. Query builders are convenient, but can be a potential SQL injection hazard. If the query builder method doesn't compare a user's FLS and CRUD manually, it's possible to leak fields. Because of system mode, querying for a field that the user doesn't have access to will return that field. We can mitigate the danger, somewhat, by ensuring that the calling code is doing those checks. This isn't perfect, because an untrusted source of input could call the query builder. We can use quiddity to guard against the method's execution. When the quiddity indicates an untrusted context, we can change the execution path. Let's look at an example. Quiddity guard, an example. During the live stream, Shane and I refactored Apex Recipes Dynamics Equal Recipes class. We added a quick quiddity check to Simple Query Builder. The idea is simple. We want to prevent Simple Query Builder from running a query, sometimes. Specifically, when the quiddity might involve unsanitized input. I've since extracted that into its own class and method. Let's look at Quiddity Guard and how it works inside our Dynamics Equal Recipes class. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Few things I want to call out here. First, by extracting this workout into its own class, we have a nice place to store our custom lists of quiddity. In this case, I've created a trusted quiddities list that we can reference elsewhere. If you look at the code in GitHub, you'll see I've created a few other lists of quiddities that might be useful. Notice that at test visible private variable test quiddity override? This variable combined with the isAcceptable quiddity method gives our tests superpowers. Tests can inject a quiddity value that's different than what getQuiddity returns. This allows us to test exactly how code responds in different quiddity contexts. Finally, let's look at that isAcceptable quiddity method. It accepts a list of quiddity values, but it's not locked to the list defined above it. Our method is reusable, even with on-the-fly custom defined lists of acceptable quiddity. Of course, it makes sense that predefined quiddity lists are the most likely use case. That's why Quiddity Guard contains these predefined lists. Of course,
You could also pull those lists from custom metadata, an exercise for the reader. Note, this is where we use that test quiddity override variable. This class functions as an intelligent abstraction. It gives us a friendly API to guard against execution in unwanted quiddity contexts. Additionally, it gives us a way to unit test code using quiddity checks. Here's what that looks like in our simple query builder method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Our Quiddity Guard class allows us to runtime inspect how the code was executed. For quiddity values we don't trust, our code now returns and return an empty list of accounts. Adopt IT. Quiddity is a powerful tool for runtime control flow. One of its use cases is to guard against code execution in untrusted contexts, i.e. where the quiddity indicates user input, rather than vetted code-defined method parameters. Doing this kind of guard helps secure your code against possible SQL injection vectors. Coding quiddity checks into a reusable, encapsulated class gives us an intelligent abstraction. It provides developers an easy-to-understand API for ensuring our code only runs in approved contexts. It also helps us write unit tests for quiddity using code. If you missed the session with Shane and I, feel free to view it on demand here for more details. As always, the code for Quiddity Guard and other code is found in Apex Recipes, which you can find on GitHub. Check it out, give it a star, and adopt quiddity checks in your org. About the author. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example.